Festival in Sterling, Nebraska. We're coming to you right from the middle of the band here on the stage. As I'm sure you can tell in the background, we are literally 3 feet away from the brass section, but that's going to go away once we get underway. Hi, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. We're in Sterling tonight to get the high school basketball season under the way here on KTNC. Tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish are in town to take on the Sterling Jets. It's a girl-boy doubleheader. Girls game up first, ready to start in about 4 or 5 minutes. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. Tonight, over on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon is in Mound City. He has the boys' third-place consolation game for you, East Atchison and Rockport. That game should be underway just right about now over on Sunny 101.3. As you can hear, the band is firing up again here in the background, so we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineup for tonight's game right after this two-minute break. You're listening to the Bruce State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Ryan Larson, administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Sterling High School. Getting ready for high school basketball, the first half of our doubleheader, the Sacred Heart Irish Girls taking on the Sterling Jets. I'm Randy Gatula to call the play-by-play for you. As I mentioned, we're seated right on the stage with the band there. They're going to take a break. So now we'll look at those starting lineups for you. First of all, for the homestanding Sterling Jets tonight, they'll go with Macy Richardson. She's a senior. Grayson Dalbo. Dalbo also a senior. Ellie Lafferty is a junior in that starting lineup. Lauren Harms, also a junior, and Katie Bolt, a senior, rounds out the starting five for Coach Josh Pfeiffer and the Sterling Lady Jets. Starting lineup for the Sacred Heart Irish, Coach Luke Sando will go with McKinley Scholl, a 5'8 junior, Olivia Eichhoff, a senior at 5'8, Delaney Wett, 5'4 and a senior, Jessica Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger is 5'10 and a senior, and Macy Keller, a 6-foot senior, completes the starting five for Coach Luke Sando. Season opening game for both teams. The Sterling girls did play in a jamboree game with Falls City High School a couple of weeks ago. Came out on the short end, I believe, by 10 or 12 points in that one. But this is the first official game for these teams tonight for both the boys and the girls. Getting set to have the introduction of starting lineups now over the public address system. While they're handling that here, we'll mention a lot of other games going on around the area. First of all, in action last night at Pawnee City, the Del Rodel girls defeated Pawnee City 67-25. In the boys' contest last night at Pawnee City, it took a buzzer beater by the Indians to beat Diller Odell in the boys' game, 50-49 was the final on a three-point basket at the buzzer. Pawnee City got the one-point win last night over Diller Odell. Other games going on around the area tonight. Syracuse boys and girls are at Fall City. Meade is playing at Johnson County Central. HTRS, both girls and boys, are playing out at Diller Odell tonight. Pawnee City is traveling to Frankfort, Kansas for a girl-boy doubleheader. And then we mentioned that the tournament action going on tonight over in Mound City. John Nixon should be on the air, if he isn't already, very shortly with the boys' consolation game between East Atchison and Rockport. That game live over on Sunny 101.3. We've already met the starters for Sacred Heart. Again, quickly, it'll be McKinley Scholl, Olivia Eichhoff, Delaney Witt, Jessica Wurtenberger, and Macy Keller. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout and be back with the opening tip-off. After this one-minute timeout, you're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
FNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Tell you folks, I haven't been that involved in a national anthem since high school band. I'm literally at arm's length from the brass section here at Sterling High School. The band is sitting on the stage right along next to my broadcast table. We've worked the games from kind of a unique perspective here at Sterling. We work from a stage on the end of the gymnasium instead of our usual mid-court position. So a little bit of a challenge under the basket at the other end, but we'll get along fine here. In to jump it up for Sacred Heart will be Macy Keller, the 6-foot senior. She'll jump it up against Lauren Harms, a junior. Gary Pence, our official, steps into the center circle. Here's the tip controlled by the Irish. Olivia Eichhoff comes down with the basketball, takes it into forecourt to set things up. Dribbles to the top of the circle, looking at a man-to-man defense from Sterling. Eichhoff, free throw line, jump shot is up off the front of the iron, doesn't go, batted around, rebound, follow shot, put back up and off by Wurtenberger, couldn't get it. Wurtenberger with the rebound, jump shot from the right side, up and good. The first 2 points of the season by Jessica Wurtenberger, and the Irish go up 2-0. Here's Macy into forecourt. Macy Richardson with the basketball, gives off to Ellie Lafferty. Lafferty hands back to Richardson in traffic. Richardson with a little spin move. She'll be called for traveling. It'll be a turnover, and Sacred Heart will have the basketball back. McKinley Scholl will inbound it on the baseline under the Sterling basket right in front of our broadcast table. Tosses the ball in. This is Delaney Witt on the dribble. Back again it goes to Scholl. She works it across the timeline. Lost the handle on it. Stolen away by Richardson. Downcourt pass looking for Lafferty. Couldn't get a tour. The ball gets away. Comes up here onto the stage. Lafferty will have to come up and chase it down. Turnover gives the ball back to the Irish. Scholl will inbound it against full court pressure. Into Delaney Witt with the bounce pass. Witt in the corner on the right side in backcourt. Works to the midcourt line. Gives back again to Scholl. Still in backcourt. They're having trouble getting it across the timeline. Pressure by Katie Bull. They just got it across in time. Witt takes it all the way to the baseline. Left side driving layup. Couldn't get it. Rebound Richardson. Macy Richardson down court with the basketball. Will set it up quickly to the left elbow. Katie Bolt with a long three from the left wing. Up and off. No good. Rebound Macy Keller. Keller with the outlet pass goes to Delaney Witt. Witt on the fast break. Falls to the floor. Whistle and a foul. Witt gets tripped up and falls to the floor. We'll have a foul called against the Jets. We're on the backside of the official. A foul is going to be called on Lauren Harms. On Harms, her first. Team foul number one on the Jets. Inbounding the ball. Eichhoff tosses into Witt at the top of the key for three. In and out of there. Wouldn't go. Ball was tipped around. Goes out of bounds. Touch last underneath the basket by Olivia Eichhoff. It'll go over to the Lady Jets. 6:37 to play in the first quarter here at Sterling, 2-0. Sacred Heart with the early lead in the basketball game as Macy Richardson brings the ball casually up the court and sets the offense. Off to Ellie Lafferty on the left wing. Lafferty back to the top of the key, finds Richardson. Macy Richardson tries to penetrate in the lane, can't get there. Gives to Grayson Dalbo. Dalbo with the dribble, backs it out between the rings now. Coming out after her is Wurtenberger. Irish in a man-to-man defense. They give it off again to Richardson. Richardson guarded very closely in the corner to Dalbo for the long three. Over the top doesn't go. Delaney Witt has the rebound. Witt comes up court. The ball gets away from her, out of bounds, knocked away by Macy Richardson. Richardson touched it last. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Olivia Eichhoff will inbound it on the side in backcourt. Tosses it to Delaney Witt with the pass. Witt up court, works one-on-one, guarded by Ellie Lafferty. Kind of a one-man press here right now. Lafferty side for side with Witt. Across the timeline, finds Scholl. Now Eichhoff with the basketball. Gets a pick set by Keller. Goes around Keller. Inside to Keller in the paint. Macy Keller lost the handle on it. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody after. Jump ball is called. And the possession arrow is going to point the direction of the Jets, I believe. It'll be Sterling's basketball. 5:38 to play first quarter. Low scoring contest so far. Sacred Heart up 2-0 here at Sterling High School. I'm Randy Gatula describing the play-by-play for you. Glad to have you with us tonight here on KTNC. Macy Richardson on the dribble. Lob pass in the paint. Gets it into Lauren Harms. Harms with a give-and-go. Gives it to Lafferty. Into the corner. Dalbo. Dalbo penetrates. Driving layup. Dalbo. Whistle and a foul. And we'll have Grayson Dalbo at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots for the Jets. We'll wait until they post it. The foul is going to be on Delaney Witt. On Delaney, her first team foul, number one, on the Lady Irish. Grayson Dalbo, a senior, at the line shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Grayson Dalbo with her first point of the evening. She'll have a second shot coming here. 2-1 your score now early in the game. 5:22 to play in the first quarter. Dalbo ready for her second free throw. It's up and good also. Got them both. Grayson Dalbo with a pair of free throws. Ties it up at 2-2. Full court pressure now by Sterling. Inbound the pass into Delaney Witt. Witt in backcourt. Oh, pass right of the mark. She was looking for McKinley Scholl against the pressure. It's a turnover, and Sterling will get possession of the basketball. They force the turnover with the full court pressure. Inbounding the ball will be Ellie Lafferty in the corner. In forecourt on the left side of the basket, she'll toss it in. Lafferty gets it up to Richardson. Richardson dribbles to the top of the circle, backs out between the rings. Looking at the man-to-man defense, Olivia Eichhoff guarding Macy Richardson. Richardson finds Dalbo at the top of the circle. Richardson breaks to the bucket. Instead, they go up top with it to Katie Bolt. Now Bolt on the dribble finds Dalbo. Dalbo hands it to Bolt in the corner. Bolt inside the paint, looking in for Richardson. A whistle on a reach-in foul is going to be called, I believe, on Olivia Eichhoff. On Olivia, that'll be her first personal team foul number two on the Sacred Heart Irish. 4:56 to play in the first quarter, all tied up at two apiece. Inbounding the pass, Ellie Lafferty gets it into the corner. There's a three on the way up and good by Katie Bolt. Bolt nails a three from down in the corner deep on the right side of the basket. It's 5-2, Sterling with their first lead of the night as they lead the Irish with 4:42 to play here in the first quarter. Right side, open look. Eichhoff moves to the basket. Eichhoff dribbling, baseline underneath, lays it off the glass, up and good. Nice move to the basket by Olivia Eichhoff to lay that off the glass for the layup. 5-4 now, Sterling up by one. Here comes Macy Richardson moving on Eichhoff in the paint. Richardson tries to go up with a shot, gets knocked to the floor. The ball gets away from her out of bounds. Macy was wondering if maybe there wasn't a foul there. The official says, no, you touched it last. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Checking into the game for the Irish, Jeffrey Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg is in. McKinley Scholl taking a break now for Sacred Heart. Lechtenberg inbounds the ball to Delaney Witt. She works one-on-one with Lafferty to try and get it up the court. Tries to step two. She'll be called for traveling. It'll be a turnover, and the Irish having some problems with this press that Sterling's putting on them. That's the second turnover in a row here, trying to break that press for the Irish. 5-4. Sterling up by one. 4:10 to play in the first quarter here at Sterling High School in the girls' varsity contest. Macy Richardson with the basketball. Richardson works to the left elbow, into the corner to Dalbo. Baseline left side is Dalbo. Hands back to Richardson. She's trapped down there and has to dribble out of traffic. To the top of the circle, it comes around to Ellie Lafferty. Lafferty lob into the corner. Here's Bolt for another three. Can't Katie Bold with her second three-pointer from the corner. And it's Sterling 8, Sacred Heart 4. The Jets up by 4 now. Olivia Eichhoff in backcourt working against Lafferty, trying to dribble through the press. Gets it up top to Wurtenberger to the left side. Gentry Lechtenberg for 3, left elbow, couldn't get it. Ball tipped away. Macy Keller with the rebound. Keller feeds it out. Jump shot right side short off the front of the rim. Wurtenberger. Ball is loose. It's going to be chased down by Delaney Witt out near midcourt. Witt will reset the offense. Man-to-man defense here by Sterling. Witt being guarded closely. Here's a 3 from the top of the circle by Witt. It's up and off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Dalbo. Dalbo with the outlet pass. Gets it down to Macy Richardson. Richardson launches a 3 from the top of the circle. That's in and out of there. Rebound brought down by Wurtenberger. Whistle and a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Lauren Harms here. Wurtenberger came down with the rebound, and Harms tied her up. On Lauren Harms, that's her second personal team foul, number 2, on the Sterling Jets. My name's Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios. Glad to have you with us for high school basketball as we get another season of Nebraska high school ball underway tonight. 8-4, Sacred Heart trailing Sterling. Irish with the basketball. Into forecourt goes Eichhoff. Gives off to Lechtenberg. She puts it to the corner, left side. Open look, long 3. It's put up and off, no good. A battle for the rebound. Everybody falls to the floor. Now we've got a whistle and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow will stay with the Irish. Looked like Lechtenberg and Richardson were down there battling for that rebound. They fell to the floor. Inbounding the pass will be Olivia Eichhoff. She'll trigger it in on the baseline on the right side under her own basket. Gets it into the corner. Wurtenberger, lob pass right back. Inside, Eichhoff moves to the hoop. Under the basket, shot is up, partially blocked. Saved from going out of bounds. Macy Keller with a jump shot from the left side. Follow shot, try for put back up and good by Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff with 4 points. Now it's 8-6. Sterling up by 2 with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. Here's a pass wide of the mark. They were looking in the corner down the left side trying to find Kelly Wusk, who just checked into the lineup. Wusk couldn't find the handle on it. As the pass went by, it goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Irish. This is Olivia Eichhoff on the dribble to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger brings the ball up the court herself, gets it across the timeline. Back to Liv Eichhoff once again. Eichhoff has Lafferty guarding her on the man-to-man defense. Ellie Lafferty reaching in on Eichhoff. She goes around Lafferty, tries a spin move in the paint. She'll be called for traveling. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back once again to the Jets. Just under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter here at Sterling. A minute 59 to play first period. 8-6. Sterling up by 2. Macy Richardson will bring the ball up the court to set it up here. She works to the left side of the free throw circle, now backs it out between the rings, directing traffic with the left hand, dribbling with the right, across court pass to Dalbo. Dalbo stands out on the left wing, around the horn it comes into the corner. Ellie Lafferty dribbles to the baseline. A blocking foul is going to be called on Gentry Lechtenberg. On Gentry, her first personal, team foul number 3 on the Irish. A minute 38 to play now here in the first quarter. 8-6 your score. Sterling up by 2. Here's Delaney Witt back into the lineup. Macy Keller will take a breather now. Inbounding the pass for Sterling. Ellie Lafferty right under the basket, left side on the baseline. Gets it into Wusk, who gives up to Katie Bolt. Bolt works into the corner, inside in traffic. Richardson going to be tied up. Good job by Wurtenberger to reach in on Macy Richardson. Richardson hasn't been able to get free for those driving layups that we saw her do so many times last year. The Irish have defended her pretty well here. Olivia Eichhoff is covering her in the man-to-man defense. Lafferty inbounds it, and just as we say that, she puts it into Richardson, but the shot is up wide of the mark. Rebound is brought down by Gentry Lechtenberg. Fast break lay-in at the other end. And getting the layup was McKinley Scholl. Scholl under the basket took the pass. Here's a 3 that's on the way up and off. No good by Richardson. Rebound brought down again by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger brings the ball up court. Works to the right side, into the corner, Olivia Eichhoff. She had an open look, didn't take it. Eichhoff up top, Delaney Witt. Lob pass under the basket into Wurtenberger. Now the left side, Scholl with a 2 from 12 feet out, doesn't go. Loose basketball grabbed up, Olivia Eichhoff. 5-foot jumper short off the rim. Rebound, follow shot, Lechtenberg can't get it. Now the ball taken away from Lechtenberg and stolen by Dalbo. Dalbo, outlet pass gives it to Richardson with 43 seconds to play in the first quarter. Here comes Macy Richardson, driving layup, blocked away. Wurtenberger with the rebound. Fast break, 3-on-2. Wurtenberger feeds it across Delaney Witt, lays it up and good. Delaney Witt with the basket, Wurtenberger with the assist. It's 10-8. Irish up by 2, 27 seconds to play in the first quarter. Macy Richardson up court. Across the timeline to the right elbow. The pass goes to Lafferty. Ellie Lafferty just holds the ball a minute. Delaney Witt comes out to challenge her in the man-to-man defense. Lob pass looking inside. Stolen away by Eichhoff. They tried to get it into Richardson. Eichhoff all the way for the driving layup. Got it. She took it coast-to-coast. Olivia Eichhoff with 6 points now. Down court, Richardson, long three, partially blocked. And after one quarter, the Sacred Heart Irish lead the Sterling Jets 12-8. Your score? We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Brew State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
12-8, the Irish leading the Sterling girls after one quarter. Individual scoring, Olivia Eichhoff leads away so far for the Irish. She has 6. Wurtenberger, Witt, and Scholl have 2 each for Sterling. Katie Bolt leads away with 6 points on a pair of threes, and Grayson Dalbo had a pair of free throws for their total of 8. 12-8 after one quarter. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. We move to second quarter action. A fresh 8 minutes up on the clock. They inbound the pass into Delaney Witt. Witt dribbles to the left elbow with it. Gives to Eichhoff. She tries to penetrate in the paint. Has to pick up her dribble. Clears the pass up top to Macy Keller. Here's a three on the way. McKinley Scholl from the right elbow. Up and good for three. Scholl has 5 points now as she nails a three from out of the right wing. Dalbo with the basketball. She'll launch a three from the right side. No good. Macy Keller there to pull down the rebound. Down court pass on the fast break. All the way in for the driving layup. Couldn't get it. Whistle on a foul. McKinley Scholl took it to the hole. She was fouled, and Scholl will be at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots. We'll see who the foul is on. I think that's going to go on Lauren Harms, and if it is, that's going to be Harms' third personal. At the free throw line, McKinley Scholl shooting 2. The first one is up and off, no good. McKinley has 5 points so far. That is on Harms. She picks up her third personal foul. In to replace her is Kelly Wusk. Wusk checks in. Lauren Harms in foul trouble early here. Second free throw was up. It's off also and doesn't go. Macy Keller with the rebound to the right side. Eichhoff stolen away momentarily by Richardson. And then Richardson lost the handle on it. It got away and went up into the stands. The basketball will stay with the Irish. Lechtenberg will inbound it in forecourt on the right side of the basket on the right side. Into the corner. Finds Eichhoff. Eichhoff is for a little floater in the paint. Rolls across the top. Can't get it. Rebound to Katie Bolt. Bolt outlet pass Richardson. Macy Richardson. Left elbow Dalbo. Dalbo back up top. Again finds Macy Richardson. 15-8 your score. Irish up by 7 with 7 minutes to play in the first half. Ellie Lafferty tries to dribble into the paint in traffic. Couldn't get the shot. Blocked by Keller. That wasn't going anywhere. Here's Bolt for 3. It won't go. And the ball safe from going out of bounds and then touches the stage. And it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. 6:55 to play in the first half here at Sterling. The Sacred Heart Irish girls leading the Sterling Jets 15-8. They trailed early here. I believe it was 8-2 there for a little bit. Now 15-8. Into forecourt. They get the pass to Wurtenberger. She'll hand it up to Scholl. Scholl's going to take it all the way in. Kicks it to the left elbow to Witt. Witt, little underhanded. Lay it up off the glass and got it. Nice move by Delaney Witt. An underhanded, flipped it in there off the glass. Little English on that ball, and he got it to fall. It's 17-8, Sacred Heart on top. Lafferty handles the ball for the Lady Jets. Into the corner on the left elbow. Here's Wusk with a three that's up and off. No good. Wurtenberger has the ball ripped away
by Dalbo. Good defense by Dalbo to reach in on Jessica Wurtenberger and get the tie-up. Possession arrow says the basketball will stay with the Jets. They'll play it in, and we're going to have timeout taken on the floor with 6:21 to play in the first half. 17-8, Irish lead it. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to the Peru State College Game of the Week. Tonight we're in Sterling, Nebraska. It's a girl-boy doubleheader. Boys basketball coming up after this one. We have 6:21 to play in the first half of the girls' contest. Sacred Heart up now 17-8, the Irish with the lead. When play is resumed, the basketball will belong to the Sterling Jets. They will play it in under their own basket on the baseline, right in front of my table here in front of the stage. Inbounding the pass will be Macy Richardson. Richardson has been contained so far tonight by this Irish defense. They get it into Richardson, tipped away by McKinley Scholl. Ball will still stay with Sterling. Richardson has been the leading scorer on this team in recent years. They just haven't been able to get anything going for her because of the defense on her. Well, I'm telling you, Scholl and Richardson are working on each other in the paint. Here's a long three that's in and out and in again. Hitting the three is Katie Bolt, and that's her third three-pointer of the night. She's got nine. There's a long down-court pass that's going to be way long and go down the hallway. A turnover on the Irish trying to break that press. Delaney Witt just uncorked one that was long of the mark and went out the hallway and down the corner. Sterling gets the basketball back, down by 6, 17-11. Katie Bolt with the dribble. This is Ellie Lafferty, rather. I'm sorry. Lafferty works the basketball. Hands it up to Dalbo. Dalbo to the left side. Ball stolen away nicely. Nice steal there. The other direction with Gentry Lechtenberg. She gets rid of the ball to Wurtenberger. Into the corner left side, Scholl finds Wurtenberger in the paint. Wurtenberger dribbles, goes in for the layup off the glass. No, rebound Dalbo. Dalbo outlet pass to Macy Richardson. She'll push the ball down in a hurry. Richardson, left side, Bolt. Bolt goes around Lechtenberg, driving layup. Bolt couldn't get it. Rebound brought down the other direction with the basketball. Goes Scholl, driving lay-in up and good. Fended across for the lay-in to Gentry Lechtenberg, and Lechtenberg with her first 2 points of the ball game. Here's Macy Richardson with a driving layup, partially blocked by Keller, and then stopping with the basketball for no apparent reason was McKinley Scholl, and Macy Richardson was coming up behind her and could not stop for the world, ran right over the top of her. Richardson will get called for the personal foul. McKinley Scholl started up the floor, and for whatever reason, just decided to stop. And nobody expected that, especially Macy Richardson, who was giving chase, and Richardson plowed over her. 19-11, an 8-point lead for the Irish, 4:58 to go. Here's a pass inside to Wurtenberger. She's tied up. A jump ball is called. Katie Bolt reached in there and got a hold of the basketball. And on the tie-up, the basketball will stay with the Irish. Eichhoff will inbound it, left side on the baseline, just under her own backboard. Olivia Eichhoff into the corner, Wurtenberger, long three, baseline left side, couldn't get it. Dalbo's there with the rebound, outlet pass to Macy Richardson. Richardson down court on the dribble. Richardson, top of the key, holds it up for a minute. Lafferty for three, left elbow, got it. Ellie Lafferty with her first bucket of the night. It's a three, and that's four three-pointers already for the Jets here tonight. They're back within 5, 19-14. Delaney Witt lost the handle on it on the dribble. And this press is causing some issues for the Sacred Heart Irish girls. Up off the bench, getting ready to check in for the first time in her high school career is Daisy Witt. Daisy Witt, a 5'4 freshman, will come into the ballgame for the Irish. And she will replace Delaney Witt. So Daisy checks in. Delaney will take a breather at the 4:26 mark here of the first half, second quarter, with the Irish up by 5, 19-14. Ellie Lafferty will bring the basketball up court for the Jets this time. Lafferty will set it. They're moving Richardson down under the basket. Gets it off to Richardson. into the left corner in the game now as Chloe Waters into the game for the first time. Here's a three on the way by Bolt. It's up and off. No good. Wurtenberger has the rebound. A reach-in foul on Chloe Waters. Waters, a junior who just checked into the lineup, tried to slap the ball away there, and she'll get called for the personal. Her first, team foul number five on the Jets. 4:06 to play, first half, 19-14. If you're just checking in with us, the Sacred Heart girls leading Sterling by five. Olivia Eichhoff working one-on-one with Katie Bolt. Bolt dribbles the ball away from her, knocks it out of bounds, but Bolt touched it last. And again, the Irish struggling with this full-court pressure. Still in backcourt, they'll inbound it. McKinley Scholl gets it into Eichhoff. She dribbles right into Lafferty across the timeline. Eichhoff picked up by Ellie Lafferty defensively, slapping at the basketball. Looks into the corner right side where Daisy Witt is posted up. Witt gets the pass. She'll launch a long three that's short off the front of the rim. Rebound, Macy Richardson. Here comes Richardson with Wurtenberger. One-on-one, spin move. Richardson in the paint, tries to go up with a shot, knocked to the floor. Whistle and a foul. I think we may have Richardson at the line here. Let's see. We'll see who the foul is on when they post it. The foul is going to be called on Daisy Witt. On Witt, her first personal, team foul number five. And actually at the line, they're going to say, is Kelly Wusk. Richardson hit the floor pretty hard, but Wusk drew the foul. So Kelly Wusk, a sophomore, did not start the game. She checked in a couple of minutes ago here in the second quarter. And she's going to be shooting two shots for the Jets. 19-14, Sacred Heart up by five. Kelly Wusk at the line. The first free throw is up. It's good. The Sterling Jets are a perfect 3-for-3 from the charity stripe so far tonight. Sacred Heart is 0-for-2. They've missed their only two attempts at the free throw line. They have a timeout taken on the floor with 3:31 to play in the first half. 19-15, Irish up by four. Back in half a minute on the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you at Sterling tonight. 19-15, the Sacred Heart Irish girls leading the Lady Jets of Sterling up by four with 3:31 to play in the first half. At the free throw line, Kelly Wusk. She made the first of two, her second free throw coming up after the timeout. It's on the way up, and it is out of there. Didn't go. Rebound, Macy Richardson. Richardson pulls it down and kicks it out to the top of the key. Around it goes to Bolt. Here's Wusk for three. She got it from the corner on the left side. Kelly Wusk gets the three for the sophomore. And that is 5 3-pointers tonight. The other 3 points have come from the free throw line for Sterling, and it's a 1-point ball game, 19-18, Irish by one. On the dribble is Olivia Eichhoff. Going to have a whistle and a foul, a reach-in foul, going to be called on the Jets. And some of the Sterling fans may beg to differ on that. It's like Dalbo, no, check it, it's going to be on Waters. Waters picks up her second personal. Irish will inbound it. Eichhoff to toss it in under the backboard, into the corner. Three on the way for Scholl that's in and out of there. Rebound, Macy Richardson. Richardson down court on the dribble in a hurry this time. Macy Richardson pulls up for a three from the left wing. Got it. Macy Richardson with her first basket of the night. It comes at the 250 mark here in the first half, and that would be a surprise to most Sterling fans. 21-19 your score. Jets up by two on that three-pointer by Macy Richardson. Dribbling lay-in. Try for a lay-in. Put back. Put up by Keller. She got it. Macy Keller got the put back. Her first 2 points of the night on the offensive rebound. We're tied at 21-all. Here comes Macy Richardson driving layup. Got knocked to the floor again. No whistle. Richardson gets up from under a couple of defenders. Down court comes Olivia Eichhoff all the way for the driving layup. Huge collision. Offensive foul. Going to be called on Olivia Eichhoff. Grayson Dalbo got set on the baseline. got her feet set, and the foul's going to be on Olivia on Eichhoff. That's her second personal, team foul number 5 on the Irish. 2 minutes, 12 seconds to play here in the first half. All tied up at 21 apiece. It'll be Sterling's basketball. Here's Delaney Witt back into the lineup, replacing Dacey Witt. So on the floor now, we've got Keller, Lechtenberg, Wurtenberger. Down court comes Macy Richardson. She's picked up by Scholl on the defense. McKinley Scholl challenges her. Here's a three, Katie Bolt, that's up and off, no good. The ball saved from going out of bounds. Nope, they're going to say that Grayson Dalbo stepped on the baseline trying to save that. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. McKinley Scholl will inbound it against full court pressure. Gets it into Whip. Delaney Whip. Having trouble with this press. McKinley Scholl down court with it. Lechtenberg into forecourt. Lob pass underneath to Keller. Keller into the basket. Goes up with a shot that's blocked. Keller with a follow shot. Blocked again and taken away by Dalbo. Dalbo down court of a dribble. Dalbo with some great defense. Goes to Richardson in the paint. Richardson driving. Reverse lay-in. Goes to the floor hard for the whistle on a foul. This time it's going to be called on Macy Keller. Keller called for her first personal. Team foul number 6, and at the free throw line will be Macy Richardson, where she'll be shooting 2 shots for the Jets. A minute 35 to play here in the first half. We're all tied at 21 apiece with Macy Keller at the line. Keller has 3 points so far tonight. I'm sorry, Macy Richardson at the line. I misspoke. Macy Richardson at the line. She hits the free throw. Now she has 4. Beg your pardon, I got my Macy's mixed up. Macy Richardson, second free throw is on the way. This one is up and good also. Richardson hits a pair. She has 5 points, and the lead is back to Sterling at 23-21 with a minute and a half to go here in the first half. Witt on the dribble near the midcourt. Gets a pass into Wurtenberger in the paint. Wurtenberger goes to the hoop. 5-foot jumper in the lane. Up and good. Jessica Wurtenberger, her second bucket of the night. She's got 4, and we're tied at 23 apiece. L.A. Lafferty holds the ball, gets a pick by Richardson. Lafferty feeds it to the left side. Here's a 5-foot jumper that's up and off. No good by Chloe Waters. The rebound brought down by Lechtenberg, and she traveled with the basketball. Turnover gives it right back to Sterling with 1:07 to go here in the first half. We're tied at 23 apiece. The basketball will belong to the Jets. They'll toss it in under their own basket. Macy Richardson will inbound it. She stands underneath the right side of her own backboard on the baseline. Into the corner to Katie Bolt. Bolt dribbles very casually out near the top of the key, finds Lafferty with the pass. Back it comes to Richardson. Richardson trying to drive on Scholl. Can't get to the basket. In the paint, has it taken away by Witt. Ball is loose. Everybody diving after on the floor, waiting for a whistle. Finally, we get a jump ball call with a possession arrow. Dave Bryant, our official, right on top of that, finally blows it dead and says the possession arrow says that the basketball is going to belong to Sterling. The Jets will have it. 50 seconds to play, 5-0 to play here in this first half. We're all tied at 23 apiece. Macy Richardson gets the inbound pass from Ellie Lafferty, lobs it to Dalbo in the corner. Dalbo tried to go to Richardson. Ball was deflected away, grabbed up by Katie Bull. Lafferty holds it now. Lafferty looks into the corner for Waters' left side. Back up top it comes. Lob pass inside, taken away. Nice job by Delaney Witt to get the steal. Witt's got Lechtenberg out ahead of her. Couldn't get it to her. Now does feed Lechtenberg in the paint across to the right side. Open look. Scholl for 3. No. And the rebound brought down by Lafferty. Lafferty's going to be tied up under the basket by Gentry Lechtenberg. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow, I think, stays with the Jets. 17 seconds to go here. In the first half, all tied at 23. The ball will belong to the Irish. Sacred Heart will play it in under their own basket. Wurtenberger lobs it in. Delaney Witt right back into Wurtenberger in the paint. Shot is in and out of there. Wouldn't go. Point blank range. They missed the money. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Dalbo down court with the basketball. Bolt with a long 3. Doesn't get it. Rebound. Waters. Shot blocked away. Whistle. And the ball is blocked out. No foul. It's going to be Sacred Hearts ball, but there's only 7-tenths of a second on the clock here in the Sterling. It's a white ball. Sterling's basketball under their own bucket. 7-tenths of a second. Time for a catch and shoot. It has to be all in one motion here because there's only 7-tenths of a second. There's the lob in. Tipped away. There'll be the buzzer. And at the half, we're all tied up. Sterling 23, Sacred Heart 23 here in the girls' varsity contest. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout and be back with a look at the halftime scoring after this two-minute break. You're listening to the Sacred Heart Irish and the Sterling Jets on the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country farm superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmin City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Here at Frontier Bank, we believe in keeping things local. When you shop in your community, everyone wins. You get friendly personal service from someone you know and trust. As a result, a part of every dollar you spend locally is used to finance our schools and to provide police and fire protection. Shop in our community. We sincerely appreciate it. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Sterling. We're all tied up at 23 apiece. The game being heard tonight over on Sunny 101.3 at halftime. The Rockport Blue Jays are leading East Atchison the Wolves. The halftime score there is Rockport 28 and East Atchison 14. That game, of course, being heard live over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. Again, here at Sterling, we're all tied up at 23 apiece. The Irish led by four after one quarter, 12-8. That's after they trailed 8-2 early. And now we're all tied up at halftime. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. First of all, for the homestanding Sterling Jets, Katie Bolt leads the way. The senior hit three three-pointers. She has nine. Macy Richardson with a five on a three and a pair of free throws. 4 points for Kelly Wusk. Adding three on a three-pointer was Ellie Lafferty, and Grayson Dalbo hit a pair of free throws for two for Sterling's total of 23. Interesting that Sterling hit six out of nine from three-point range in the first half. Their three-point shooting has kept them in it, and they're all tied up despite the fact that Macy Richardson with just 5 points at halftime. Individuals scoring for the Sacred Heart Irish, they're led by Olivia Eichhoff with six. McKinley Scholl has five. Delaney Witt with four. Jessica Wurtenberger with four. Gentry Lechtenberg has two, and Macy Keller has two. So they really spread the scoring around for the Irish. Nobody in double figures yet here at halftime. The leader, Olivia Eichhoff, with six. We mentioned a six out of nine from three-point range for the Sterling girls. Sacred Heart just one three-pointer in the first half of this basketball game. From the free throw line, the Irish went 0-for-2, and the Sterling Jets hit 5 out of 6. So Sterling has done some things right in order to be tied up here with the Irish at halftime. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout and send it back to Aaron Wisdom at our KTNC studios. Aaron, let's take a two-minute break, and then we'll update the folks with the local weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and we'll be back out here in about 5 minutes with third quarter action. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's on the extra mile.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. We have a very strong cold front that is going to be moving across the region. We'll have very strong winds ahead and also behind the front. Gusts are expected between 40 and 55 miles per hour, thus prompting a wind advisory. Now, the strong winds and dry air will also create an extreme fire danger for parts of north central Kansas. We do have very quiet weather in the forecast. Behind the system, we will see plenty of sunshine and warming temperatures. Clear conditions, upper teens, northwest winds 15 to 30, gusts over 40. Saturday, lots of sunshine, cooler temperatures in the mid-30s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 48 degrees.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Ryan Larson, administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Sterling High School. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish Girls and the Sterling Lady Jets all tied up at 23 apiece. This is the first half of a basketball doubleheader that we have for you tonight. Of course, the boys' game coming up after this. Score by quarters. The Irish led after one quarter 12-8. And now we're tied up at 23, due largely in part to the fact that Sterling hit 6 out of 9 from three-point range. 18 of their 23 points have come from three-point range. Interesting to note that the Lady Jets have not scored a two-point field goal yet in this ballgame. 18 of their points came on three-pointers, and they got the other five on five out of six shooting from the free-throw line. So they have yet to hit a two-pointer. When play is resumed, it'll be the Sterling Jets' first possession to start this third quarter. Katie Bolt will inbound it. She inbounds the pass into Macy Richardson. Richardson held to just 5 points in the first half of the ballgame here by the Irish. Macy Richardson on the dribble. Works the left side of the lane. Guarded by Olivia Eichhoff. They set a pick for. Gives it to Dalbo. Dalbo tries to move inside the paint. Can't get around the defender. Hands it again to Katie Bolt. Bolt had the hot hand in the first half, hitting three threes from down there in that right side corner. She gives it back up top to Macy Richardson. Here's a three from long on the left side that's up and way short. Rebound brought down. Fast break the other way. Wurtenberger goes for the lay-in. Got it, and she's fouled. Jessica Wurtenberger got the lay-in on the fast break and drew the personal foul, I believe, on Katie Bolt. And on Katie, that'll be her first personal, team foul number one of the half on the Lady Jets. Just underway, 7:26 to play here in the third quarter. Free throw is up and good for Jessica Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way, and the Lady Irish go up by three, 26-23, 7:19 to play in the third quarter. Here's Richardson with a try for a lay-in, partially blocked, rebound Eichhoff. She's double-teamed in backcourt. Eichhoff in trouble, gets rid of it, finds Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger down court, takes it into the paint, free throw line, jump shot, Wurtenberger up and off, no good. Keller battles with Dalbo for the rebound. It gets away out of bounds off of Grayson's fingertips. Dalbo touched it last. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Irish will inbound it on the left side in forecourt. Jessica Wurtenberger will inbound it. Think we're getting it right here, buddy? Yeah, we'll just get you a headset while you're getting taped up. With the basketball is Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff at the top of the key, free throw line. Now backs it back to the top of the circle on the right elbow to Delaney Witt. Witt works her dribble between the circles. Gives again on a weave and go here to Eichhoff in the paint. Eichhoff with a little shot off the glass. It doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Lauren Harms. Harms back in the ballgame. She got three quick fouls in that first half. Here comes Macy Richardson. Gives it to Dalbo in the corner. Back it goes to Richardson. Open look. Macy Richardson. Long three. Up and off. No good. Macy Keller had the rebound. They got away from her. Now a battle on the floor for the loose basketball. Possession arrow will point for the Irish. Looked like Delaney Witt was down on the floor with Ellie Lafferty trying to get after that. Sacred Heart will get the ball. 6:25 to go, third quarter. 26-23 if you're just checking in. Lady Irish up by three, and backcourt is Delaney Witt having trouble with the press. Katie Bolt got her to pick up the dribble, gets it across the line into forecourt. It comes into Scholl. Scholl feeds it in the paint. Shot is up and good. Oh, a nice pass from Scholl, finding Olivia Eichhoff, and Eichhoff got the two in the paint. She's got 8 points. It's 28-23. Here's Ellie Lafferty for three. Up and off, no good. Chasing it down in the corner. Katie Bolt gives it up top to Richardson. Richardson to Lafferty again. Top of the circle. Dalbo doesn't want to take it. Now she does, and got it. Grayson Dalbo hits the three from the top of the circle, and it's 28-26. Timeout taken on the floor here. Now, wait a minute. Maybe it's not a timeout. The official's pulling the people back out. They were all huddling up around their coaches, and I'm not sure why. The official says, no, we're not going to do that. 28-26, Irish up by two. Sterling battling back into this thing. 5:46 to go in the third quarter. Olivia Eichhoff on the dribble in backcourt. Chased after by Katie Bolt. Bolt knocks the ball away from her out of bounds, but the foul is going to be called on Katie Bolt. On Katie, her second personal, team foul number two of the half on the Sterling Jets. Quickly, they inbound it. Back it comes into Delaney Witt. She'll try and set something up here against this man-to-man defense. Wurtenberger, top of the key for three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound, Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg in traffic as it's taken away from her by Macy Richardson. Richardson wants to push it down court herself. Richardson takes it to the left side of the free throw line. Feeds it up to Katie Bolt. Open look for Bolt. Didn't take it. Now Dalbo. Dalbo puts up a shot. She'll travel with the basketball. And it'll be a turnover that gives it back to the Lady Irish. 5 minutes, 12 seconds to play in the third quarter here at Sterling. The Sacred Heart Irish girls leading the Sterling Lady Jets 28-26. Dribbling in backcourt is Delaney Witt. She's double-teamed in backcourt, got it across the timeline and lost the handle on it out of bounds. A turnover will give the ball back to the Sterling Jets. Sacred Heart has had some significant issues in dealing with this Sterling full-court press. Numerous turnovers, and that's what's kept Sterling up there even with them, the turnovers against that press. Ellie Lafferty will bring the ball up court for the Lady Jets and try and set something up. Now gives a bounce pass to the left wing to Macy Richardson. Richardson, guarded by Eichhoff at the top of the free throw circle, tries to work around Eichhoff to the right side of the lane. Now reverses, hands it back to Lafferty. Lafferty picked up by Delaney Witt. Here's a three by Dalbo on the right side, up and off, no good. And Macy Keller has the rebound. Keller gets it to Eichhoff. Three on two, fast break. Eichhoff decides to back it off. A cross-court lob pass. Whip with an open look from 12 feet, up and off, no good. Eichhoff rebound. Eichhoff can't get the follow shot up. She'll be tied up, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow goes to Sterling. This is the first half of a doubleheader boys game coming up after this. Katie Volt will take a break, and the replacer is Kelly Wusk now for the Lady Jets. Wusk will inbound it, gets it into Ellie Lafferty. Irish go back and set up on defense in backcourt. No pressure there at all from the Irish. It's man-to-man defense by Sacred Heart. Lafferty works one-on-one with Delaney Witt. Goes with a pass to Macy Richardson in the corner. Olivia Eichhoff has been right in Macy Richardson's pocket all night long here. Richardson so far held the 5 points in the ballgame. Now Lafferty tries to penetrate in traffic. Lafferty kicks it to the corner. Open look left side. Shot is up for two. And hitting the two from the corner on the left side was Kelly Wusk. She's got 6 points. And it's all tied once again at 28 apiece with 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. Across court pass to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger backs it out. Across to the left side now. Inside in traffic in the lane. Wurtenberger goes to the basket. A whistle and a foul. And this may be on Lauren Arms. If it is, that's going to be her fourth. She picked up three quick ones earlier. No, it's not. They're going to put the foul on Ellie Lafferty. On Ellie, it's her first. At the free throw line, Jessica Wurtenberger shooting two. The first one is up and good. Wurtenberger now with 8 points. She's 2 for 2 from the line tonight. Has another shot coming here. It's up and good. Got them both. 30-28. Irish back up by two with 3 minutes, 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ellie Lafferty will push it up the court for the Lady Jets. Lafferty sets the offense, works to the left side of the lane, now tries to penetrate inside the circle, can't get there, gives it up to Dalbo again. They run a weave at the top of the key. Dalbo with a spin move, tries to go around Lechtenberg. She'll be tied up by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger reached in and took the basketball away from Dalbo. Now we've got the trainer here who's going to be taking a look at McKinley Scholl. Scholl limping a bit as she comes over here to the stage, maybe to get taped up. We'll see what this is about. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, 30-28, Irish by two. Olivia Eichhoff goes between two defenders and works the ball across the timeline herself. Eichhoff with the ball stands between the rings at the top of the circle, looks to the left elbow, hands the ball to Wurtenberger. She spin moves into the paint. Wurtenberger, 5 foot jumper up and good. Nice move to the basket by Jessica Wurtenberger. She's in double figures with 11 points now. Macy Richardson, left elbow, Lafferty for three, off the back of the iron, no. Rebound, Wurtenberger, fast break, all the way down comes Eichhoff under the basket. She had to try and save it from getting onto the stage. Everybody after the loose ball, and Richardson comes out with it. Now Richardson down court, she'll be fouled, a big collision. Hitting her from behind there was Gentry Lechtenberg. I think Lechtenberg is probably going to be tagged for that one on Gentry. That'll be her second personal. First team foul of the half on the Irish. 2 minutes, 27 seconds to play third quarter. 32-28, Irish up by four. Sterling with the basketball. Inbound to Katie Bolt. Hands right back to Lafferty. Ellie Lafferty. A cross-court lob pass to Bolt for another long three off the back of the iron. No rebound, Wurtenberger. Fast break, Delaney Witt. Witt down court, takes it in for the layup. Didn't get it. Rebound pulled away by Arms. Arms gets the rebound, gets the outlet pass out to Katie Bolt. And now a fast break comes the other direction. Our Bolt and the Lady Jets. Lafferty thought about a three, couldn't get it. Witt came out on her. Bolt into the corner right side, knocked away nicely over there defensively by Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg, the sophomore, batted that ball away out of bounds. A minute 56 to go in the third quarter, 32-28. Irish up by 4. Lafferty with the dribble against the man-to-man pressure. Flips it into the corner for an open look. Katie Bolt for 3. No. Rebound Macy Keller. Keller finds Lechtenberg. Fast break down court. Wurtenberger has to try and throw it back from going out of bounds. It hits the back of the backboard, and it'll be Sterling's basketball. So twice in a row here now, the Irish have tried to execute a fast break, and they've thrown the ball away here on the near end onto the stage is where the ball's ended up. 1:38 to go now in the third quarter, 32-28. Lady Irish with a four-point lead inside to Bolt. Bolt under the basket, blocked by Keller. Loose basketball, wet on the fast break. Chasing after is Lafferty. Shot is up, whistle, foul. I think we're going to put Witt at the line, and Ellie Lafferty is going to get tagged for the personal. Delaney Witt will be shooting 2 on Ellie Lafferty, her second personal. Team foul number 4 on the Lady Jets. Delaney Witt at the line. She has 4 points on a pair of two-pointers. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe tonight. The first of 2 is up and good. Delaney Witt now with 5 points. As she hits the first, she'll have a second one coming. Here's Dalbo back into the lineup. Dalbo checks in, replacing Lauren Harms. At the free throw line, Delaney Witt, ready for her second attempt. Launches it, shot is up, and it is off the rim, no. And got her own rebound with a foul for a lay-in, couldn't get it. Battle for the rebound, Dalbo comes out of there with it. Dalbo took that away from Wurtenberger, and she'll bring the ball up court herself. Dalbo, left-handed dribble, spins around Wurtenberger, puts it into the corner on the right side. Down to Bolt. Katie Bolt back up top to Lafferty. Lafferty looking inside. No pass there to get it to Richardson. Back it comes to Bolt for a long 3. That's up and off, no good. Macy Keller's there with the rebound. Keller, outlet pass Wurtenberger. Down court in a hurry. Lechtenberg didn't see it coming. It goes out of bounds. Sacred Heart has had 3 turnovers on attempted fast breaks down here. 3 times they've tried to get in behind the coverage and get down here for layup, and all 3 times they've thrown the ball away. Ended up with a turnover. Down to 42 seconds to go in the third quarter. Irish up by 5 now, 33-28, as Lafferty just holds the ball between the rings. Lafferty now dribbles, penetrates right side of the lane, flips it into the corner. Waters with a shot up that's blocked away by Lechtenberg and then taken away. Chloe Waters tried to put up a shot. When Lechtenberg blocked it, she wasn't happy. And the ball is going to stay, I think, with Sterling. Lafferty will inbound it, left side on the baseline, lobs it in, gets it up top here to Grayson Dalbo. Dalbo goes right back to Lafferty with the pass. In the paint, the ball is tipped away and grabbed up by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg, fast break, here we go, and again they threw it away. This one ended up in my lap up here. I'm not sure where the ball went. You betcha. I ended up with the basketball, and that's the 4th time now but the Irish have thrown the ball away on the attempted fast break. That one came under my table, under my chair, and ended up behind the chair here. I was open. 33-28, 5-point Irish lead with 12 seconds to go here in the quarter. Sterling down court with the ball. Lafferty to the right side. Trying to drive the baseline was Katie Bolt, and I think we're going to have a blocking foul on the left side baseline with 5 seconds to go here, not a shooting foul. It'll still be Sterling's basketball. That foul is going to go on Gentry Lechtenberg. That's her 3rd personal. Team foul number 2 of the half. 5 seconds on the clock to play in the quarter. It's 33-28. Sterling with the basketball to inbound it. They lob it up top to Katie Bolt. Bolt gets it to the right side. Macy Richardson, long 3, off, no good. And after 3 quarters, the Irish lead at 33-28. We're back in 1 minute with more of the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
A fresh 8 minutes up on the clock here at Sterling High School. One quarter left to play. After three quarters, the Sacred Heart Lady Irish leading the Lady Jets 33-28, our score after three. I'm Randy Catula, glad to have you with us this evening. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer at the KTNC Studios back in Falls City. Those of you joining us online tonight at mscsports.net, glad to have you tuned in also. Happy that you found us. No more updates yet on that game over between Atchison and Rockport in Mound City. We'll let you know as soon as we have a final on that one. So it'll be the Irish basketball as we move into the fourth quarter. The inbound pass comes into Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff tries to work the dribble to the left side of the free throw lane. Can't penetrate toward the basket. Has to clear back to Macy Keller between the rings. Keller hands the ball right back to Eichhoff. Now in the ball game is Dacey Witt. Witt lobs it up top to Eichhoff. Both Dacey Witt and Delaney Witt in. Here's Eichhoff with a driving lay-in that's up and good. Olivia Eichhoff has 8 points. She drove the basket and got the first 2 points of the quarter. Here's Macy Richardson with a shot on the other end. Richardson got the basket and drew the foul. Macy went for the driving layup. She'll be at the line to shoot one. The foul is going to be called on Olivia Eichhoff. On Olivia, that is her third personal team foul. Number three on Sacred Heart. Richardson at the line, trying to complete the three-point play from the free throw line. The shot is up and good. Richardson now with 8 points, 35-31. Richardson with the three-point play has pulled the Jets back to within four. 7:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Olivia Eichhoff being double-teamed brings the ball down court to Rutenberger for three from the top of the key. That's off, no good, and the rebound to Dalbo. Dalbo. Down court, looks down court to the left side. Delaney Witt did a good job of batting the ball away and then had to run about three or four rows up into the stands before she could get stopped. Fortunately, there was an aisle right where she went after that basketball. Sterling's basketball, they inbound it in four court on the left side. Into Macy Richardson. She dribbles around the top of the circle, works the outside perimeter, takes it clear to the corner, now feeds it in the paint. Turnaround shot, Harms is up and off the glass, can't get it. Rebound Delaney Witt. Witt looking down for D.C. Witt out ahead of the defense. Couldn't get it there. Instead goes to Olivia Eichhoff. She's double-teamed in the corner. Trapped down the left side of the basket. In the paint, Wurtenberger. Turnaround shot off the glass. No. Wurtenberger chips it around and coming out with it is Lauren Harms. Harms gets the outlet pass to Richardson. 35-31. Richardson all the way in. Driving layup off the glass. Up and go. Macy Richardson now with 10 points in the ball game. Richardson starting to come alive after being kind of quiet in the first half. Has pulled the Lady Jets back within two at 35-33. Timeout's going to be taken by the Irish. 6:22 to play in the ballgame. Sacred Heart up by two, 35-33. We're back in 30 seconds on the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Sterling High School, the first half of our doubleheader here. In the girls' contest, with 6 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the fourth period, the Sacred Heart Irish girls up by 2, 35-33. Boy, the three-point shooting by the Sterling Jets in that first half, 6 of 9. They've made another one here in the third quarter, so they have 7 three-pointers in this ballgame. 21 of their 33 points have come from three-point range. I was just looking. They still only have 3 two-point baskets. Everything else has been free throws and three-pointers. So with 6:22 to go, the Irish up by two. Timeout taken by Luke Sandel to settle the girls down. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball when play is resumed. We inbound the pass to Olivia Eichhoff. She'll come down and set it up here. Very slowly at the top of the key, Eichhoff beats Wurtenberger, right elbow. Back to Eichhoff in the free throw circle. She's directing traffic, trying to get a cutter to come through. Nobody there. Here's Delaney Witt for three, up and off, no good. Rebound Wurtenberger. Harms comes up with it. I think Wurtenberger is going to get called for the personal. Jessica Wurtenberger picks up her first foul of the ball game, and that will be team foul number four on the Irish. Sterling's basketball. Katie Bull inbounds it to Macy Richardson. Richardson down court. Picked up by Olivia Eichhoff. Has been all evening in the man-to-man defense. Eichhoff, for the most part, has done a pretty good job on the talented Macy Richardson. All the way into the line. The ball is tipped away. A three on the way up and good by Dalbo. Grayson Dalbo, her second three of the half here. She's got 8 points, and we're tied at 35 all. Macy Richardson, by the way, signed a Division I baseball commitment to the University of Minnesota. Here's a jump shot in the paint that's up by Delaney Witt. Macy Richardson with the rebound. Going to play softball for the Minnesota Golden Gophers next year. With the basketball all the way around in the paint goes Katie Bull. Shot is blocked away nicely by, I believe, Macy Keller knocked it away. Lechtenberg feeds it down on the fast break to Witt. Lays it up and good. And finally, the Irish got the lay-in by Delaney Witt. They finally pulled off that fast break that has not been, it's been avoiding them all night here with turnovers. 37-35, Sacred Heart back up by two. Trying to back in is Katie Bull. From the corner right side, Bull puts up a shot for three and doesn't get it. Rebound Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger all the way down with Richardson. Driving lay-in up and good. Jessica Wurtenberger one-on-one with Richardson. Got the lay-in. Wurtenberger with 13 points. Richardson for three off the back of the iron. No. Rebound Macy Keller. Keller outlet pass Wurtenberger. Across court pass Lechtenberg. 39-35. Irish by four. Delaney Witt holds the ball. Flips it to Wurtenberger, top of the key. Olivia Eichhoff, the cutter, comes through the paint, nothing there. Little pick and roll that time. They couldn't get it to her. Picked up nicely by Lauren Harms. Harms out here working with Macy Keller under the basket. All the way in goes Wurtenberger, driving layup, whistle on a foul. This is probably going to go on Lauren Harms. That will be Lauren's fourth personal foul, and it will send to the free throw line Jessica Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger is a perfect 3-for-3 from the line so far tonight. She has 13 points on 5 2-point field goals and 3-for-3 from the line. 4:11 to go in the ball game. Irish up by 4, 39-35. Wurtenberger at the line to shoot two. Jessica Wurtenberger's first free throw is up and rims off. Couldn't get it to fall. She'll get another attempt. Into the lineup now for Sterling comes Kelly Wusk. Wusk checks in to replace Lauren Harms with four personal fouls. Jessica Wurtenberger, second free throw is on the way. This one is good. Wurtenberger's now hit 4 out of 5 from the free throw line and has 14 points in the ball game. It's 40-35. Lady Irish up by 5 at the 4-minute mark to go here in the third quarter. Ellie Lafferty tries to penetrate into the paint. Can't get there. Flips the ball out to Doval in the corner. Doval in the corner on the left side of the lane. Puts a little spin move on Wurtenberger across court to Katie Bull. From the corner for three. Shot is up and short. Off no good. That shot launched down there by Kelly Wusk. The rebound to the Irish. Witt has the ball dribbled away from her. Knocked out of bounds. Tipping it away there was Katie Bull. And it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Wurtenberger will inbound it on the side in forecourt. Right in front of Coach Luke Sando at the Irish bench. Bounce pass, tosses again. Olivia Eichhoff with the right-handed dribble comes across to the far side on the left elbow. Gives it back again to Witt. They pass it back and forth at the top of the key with 3.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. 40-35. Lob pass into Keller. Tipped away by Richardson out of bounds. Richardson touched it last. Dalbo didn't see the ball coming behind her. She could have easily grabbed that one and it could have been a turnover. She didn't see the ball behind her. Olivia Eichhoff inbounds it right in front of our table here in front of the stage on the end. Gets it into Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger takes a couple of dribbles. Stutter step in the paint all the way in. Ball stripped away. Falling to the floor is Richardson. Richardson may have gotten an ankle there. Ball was grabbed up by Harm. Richardson's not moving. Now we got a whistle and let's see if Macy's all right here. whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be called on Sacred Heart's Jessica Wurtenberger, her second personal. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor by Sterling with 3:12 to go in the ballgame. 40-35, the Irish up by 5. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3:12 left to play in the ballgame. 40-35, the Irish up by 5. Of interest to our Sterling listeners especially, Macy Richardson got up and trotted over to the bench under her own steam. I think she's okay. She was a little slow getting up, looked like maybe tweaked an ankle a little bit, but she walked it off, and then when she ran over to the bench for the timeout, she appeared to be operating at full speed. So hopefully the young lady is all right here. 3:12 to go in the game, a 5-point Irish lead, 40-35. After one quarter, the Irish were up 12-8. We were tied at halftime at 23-all. Sacred Heart had a 5-point advantage after three quarters, 33-28, and now it's still a 5-point margin here, with the Irish up by 5. It'll be Sterling's basketball. They will inbound it under the Sacred Heart bucket. Irish not showing any kind of pressure. Dalbo will inbound it. We'll toss it into Ellie Lafferty when we're ready to go here. Waiting for the official to indicate we're good to go. Sterling with the inbounds. Delaney West sneaks up on Lafferty as she turns and brings it up the court. They'll let her bring it into the forecourt. As we near the three-minute mark, Lafferty gives it up top to Richardson. Richardson, lob pass inside, give and go. They tried to give it back to Richardson. Flips it out to Lafferty for three. Off the rim, no. Rebound brought down Wurtenberger. Fast break, Delaney Wick for the lay-in off the glass. Couldn't get it. Rebound, Richardson. Layup evaded him there. Richardson wants to take it the other direction. She'll go all the way down. Puts a shot up from the right side. Got knocked to the floor, and we'll put Richardson to the line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul's going to be on Macy Keller. On Keller, her second personal. Team foul number 6 on the Irish. At the free throw line, Macy Richardson shooting two shots. She has won 3 out of 3 from the line so far tonight. Has 10 points. Here shooting 2. The first is up. It's good. Macy Richardson now with 11 points. And it's a 4-point Irish lead, 40-36. Into the game for Sterling. Kelly Wusk checks in. Lauren Harms will sit out. Macy Richardson will try and pull the Lady Jets back within 3 here with 2:45 to go as she's ready for her second free throw. Richardson, shot is on the way, up and got it. It's good. Richardson 5 for 5 from the line, has 12 points now in the basketball game. It's a 3-point contest, 40-37 with 2:39 to go in the game. They break the press with the pass into forecourt. Stolen away by Lafferty. Lafferty got the steal to Katie Bull. Off to Macy Richardson. Here comes Richardson. Shot off the glass. No, she's fouled. And we'll put Richardson right back to the line to shoot 2 once again. Not sure who got her this time. Oh, wait a minute. It might not have been a shooting foul. The foul is going to be called on Olivia Eichhoff, and that's her 4th personal. Olivia's been guarding Macy Richardson all night. They're sorting it out. It is a shooting foul. That's because that's a 17 foul, and we're shooting 1-1, I believe. Macy Richardson at the line shooting 1-1. She takes aim. Shot is up. It's good. Richardson now 6 for 6 from the line, 13 points, and it's a 2-point contest with 2:28 to go in the game, 40-38. Timeout taken. Sterling will step aside also for half a minute. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the Rockport boys are leading East Atchison 30-23 after three quarters in the Mound City tournament. That game being heard live over on Sunny 101.3. Here in Sterling with 2:28 to go in the fourth period, it's 40-38. Sacred Heart up by two with Macy Richardson at the free throw line. A chance to pull the Lady Jets within one. The shot is up and it is off. No good. Couldn't get that one to follow. Two-point ball game. And there's a steal coming up with a rebound are the Jets. A three for Katie Bald off the rim. No rebound. Delaney Witt. Both put a three up that would have given Sterling the lead. Witt in trouble in backcourt. Tied up. She travels. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to Sterling. 2 minutes, 14 seconds to go in the ball game. 40-38. Lady Irish up by two. Here's Lauren Harms back into the lineup. Harms checks in to replace Kelly Wusk. Lafferty to inbound it. Under the basket. Gets it up top to Katie Bull. Dalbo with the basketball on the dribble. Grayson feeds it into the corner. Bolt dribbles in for the baseline. Ellie Lafferty falls to the floor. Got rid of it. Shot is up for three and good by Grayson Dalbo. Dalbo hits the three, and that puts Sterling on top, 41-40 with a minute 52 to go. It's a one-point Sterling lead now. Wurtenberger takes it all the way in, loses the ball out of bounds. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul will be on the Jets. It's going to be called on Ellie Lafferty. On Lafferty, her third personal, team foul number six, not yet into the one-and-one. A minute 45 to play in the ballgame. Now there seems to be some question whether it is one-and-one. Not yet. That's only the sixth team foul as I have it. Now we're going to have timeout taking Sacred Heart. With a minute 45 to go in the ballgame, the Irish girls trailing by one, 41-40. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, it's been a battle all night here in Sterling in this girls' varsity contest, and the next minute and 45 seconds proves to be most likely more of the same. Sterling up by one, 41-40. Sacred Heart has the basketball. Olivia Eichhoff will inbound it under her own basket right in front of our broadcast table. Eichhoff to lob it in, puts it into Gentry Lechtenberg on the left wing. Top of the key, it comes into Wurtenberger in the paint. Wurtenberger in traffic, moving in for the lay-in off the glass, up and good. Jessica Wurtenberger took it to the hole and laid it in. I think she's got 16. Here comes Macy Richardson, goes up with a shot. She will be fouled. And now Richardson goes to the line where she'll shoot two. 42-41, Wurtenberger had put the Irish back up by one with a minute 31 to go, and now back at the free throw line is Macy Richardson. She has hit 6 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. Macy has 14 points in the basketball game. There seems to be some question here now. Olivia Eichhoff is talking to our referee, Gary Pence, about who that foul was called on a moment ago. And we're still waiting for some clarification. Now Coach Luke Sano's out talking with our official. And apparently Olivia Eichhoff had just fouled out of the ballgame. That's her fifth personal. She was questioning whether it was on her, and it was. So she will foul out of the contest. Daisy Witt will check in. A minute 31 to go. Keep in mind, Eichhoff's been guarding Richardson all night long. That's been her assignment. 42-41. Irish up by one. Richardson at the line shooting two shots. Macy Richardson, free throw is up and good. Doesn't hurt that she's been a free throw national champion as a little girl. She's now hit 7 out of 8 from the free throw line, and she tied the score there. This would give the ladies the lead. It's up and good. Macy Richardson hits a pair, and now Sterling is up by one, 43-42. Richardson putting the free throws in the late going. Full court pressure by the Jets. You hear the Cat defense. Delaney Witt in trouble near midcourt. Gets it down to Dacey Witt in the corner. Dacey up top, Wurtenberger. 43-42, Sterling up by one. Wurtenberger handling the basketball at the top of the key. Not sure that's what you want out there instead of the guard. Now they give it back to Delaney Witt. 1 minute to go in the ballgame. 1 minute to play. Timeout taken, Sacred Heart. With 1 minute to play in the contest, it's Sterling 43, Sacred Heart 42. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Well, the holiday season is upon us. Come on in to Farm and City Supply, where we have a great selection of holiday gifts for everyone in the family. Browse our selection of toys for the kids, Carhartt and Burn apparel for the grown-ups. We also have lots of great gift ideas for everyone else in the family to choose from, like steel lithium-ion chainsaws, Weber grills, or just about anything else you can want. Come on in to Farm and City Supply today in Falls City, Nebraska.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Sterling High School. We've got a dandy, folks. 1 minute left to play in the basketball game. The score, Sterling 43, Sacred Heart 42 here in the girls' varsity contest. When action is resumed, Sacred Heart will have the basketball. Coach Luke Santo took the timeout. Keep in mind, again, that Olivia Eichhoff has fouled out of the ballgame. She finished with 10 points tonight, but more importantly, she has been the defender that's been trying to cover Macy Richardson all night long. So with Olivia Eichhoff on the bench, Macy Richardson in this next minute, it'll be interesting to see who draws the task of guarding her. Dacey Witt, the freshman, is in the lineup right now, replacing Olivia Eichhoff. Gentry Lechtenberg will inbound the ball in forecourt near the midcourt line. Set to toss it in. Down by one with a minute to go. They get it into Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt, guarded out here by Katie Bolt. Witt for three from the left elbow. Off no good. Rebound, Goble. Goble gets it up to Richardson. Richardson guarded by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger's going to be covering Richardson. Macy just dribbling out time here. Up by one. 40 seconds to go. Going to make the Irish come out and get her. Richardson wants to keep the basketball, so if they foul somebody, it's her that goes to the free throw line. They're trying to get to her. Dacey Witt chases after. Richardson just running away from him. Witt gives chase, now shoves her, and finally gets the whistle. Richardson was not about to give up that basketball, and that's the senior playing good heads-up ball there. She's the free throw shooter on this team. She's the one that Coach Pfeiffer wanted to be fouled, and the clock is down to 26 seconds to go. At the line, Macy Richardson, shooting 1-1. Shot is up, it's good. Richardson has just put the Lady Jets up by two now at 44-42. Irish now trail by two. There's still a lot of time left, folks, 26 seconds. Richardson here trying to give the Lady Jets a three-point lead with 26 seconds. Shot is up and got it. Hit them both. 45-42, Sterling up by three with 25 seconds to play. Wurtenberger bringing the ball up court. Wurtenberger long down court pass to Delaney Witt. Witt has it. Backs out for a three from the right side that's off the rim. Rebound, Wurtenberger, whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Macy Richardson. Richardson called for the personal. That on Macy Richardson will be her second. More importantly, team foul number seven. So that puts the Irish in the 1-1. Wurtenberger will be at the line to shoot 1-1. And we're going to have another timeout taken with 14.4 seconds to play. Sterling up by three, 45-42. When play is resumed, Wurtenberger will be at the line shooting 1-1. We're back in 30 seconds with the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
At Frontier Bank, we believe that the future of our community depends on working together with our local community merchants. Our Southeast Nebraska merchants are some of the finest anywhere, and you can find everything you need right here from our local small businesses. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, after being held to just 5 points in the first three quarters of this basketball game, all Macy Richardson has done here in the fourth quarter is come out and hit a pair of field goals and then went 8 out of 9 from the free throw line to add 12 points to her total. She's now up to 17 in the ballgame. 8 out of 9 at the free throw line here in the fourth quarter, and that is what has propelled Sterling to this three-point lead that they now have, 45-42, with 14.4 seconds to go. At the line will be Jessica Wurtenberger, shooting 1-1 here. 14 seconds is a lot of time. Let's see what Wurtenberger can do at the line. She's hit 4 out of 5 so far tonight from the line. Has 18 points. Shot is up and got it. Jessica Wurtenberger makes the first one. Now she'll have the bonus. She can make it a one-point ball game here. Jessica Wurtenberger, the 5'10 senior. Let me add them up. 12. She's got 17 right now in the ball game. Wurtenberger, second half of the 1-1 is on the way. It's up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by Katie Bolt. Gives it up to Richardson. Richardson on the dribble. They'll have to foul her with 9 seconds to go. Richardson held on to that basketball. Her teammates knew to get it into her hands so that if the Irish fouled, it would be Macy at the line. Macy Richardson, a former national free throw shooting winner, national champion as a little girl. In fact, I interviewed her here 5 or 6 years ago on this very stage about that. All right, Macy Richardson at the line. It's double bonus, shooting 2 shots. She has hit 8 out of 9. 9 seconds to go in the game. Lady Jets up by 2, 45-43. The first shot is up and off. She missed one. All right, Richardson can make it a 3-point lead if she hits this one. 9.1 seconds to go, 45-43. Jets up by 2. Richardson trying to make it a 3-point lead. Macy Richardson takes aim. The senior launches the shot. Got it. 3-point ball game. Irish have 9 seconds to come down and try and tie it. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor. We'll step aside also. We're going to take a 30-second break and be right back for the exciting conclusion of this one. You got to be enjoying this one. It's the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Sterling High School. 9.1 seconds left to play in this girls' varsity contest, the first half of our doubleheader. Our score is Sterling 46, Sacred Heart 43, and this is just the first half of two games. We got a big boys basketball game coming up after this one. Don't you dare go away. In fact, call your friends and let them know they can listen tonight on KTNC, either at 1230 AM or 107.1 FM in Falls City, or online in the Sterling area at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KTNC. All right, Sacred Heart will have the basketball. Down by 3 with 9 seconds to go in the game. They inbound it under the Sterling basket. Inbound the pass. Lechtenberg down court. Ball tipped away. Lechtenberg still has it. Ball tipped away again and stolen. Kaylee Bolt comes up with the ball. A whistle and a foul on Wurtenberger. With 1.3 seconds to play, Katie Bolt got the steal. Wurtenberger had to foul her. And that's going to put Katie Bolt at the line. She has not been to the free throw line tonight. She has made 3 three-pointers. Here she is shooting 2. The first one is up and off, no good. Still a 3-point ball game, but the clock is down to 1.3 seconds. Katie Bolt can ice it here. She hits this one, it's over. Waiting for the shot that's up, it's good. She got it. 47-43, 1.3 seconds, long down court shot block. There's the ball game, and the Sterling Lady Jets have defeated the Lady Irish of Sacred Heart. Our final score tonight, Sterling 47, Sacred Heart 43. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. and be back with the postgame show and a rundown of the individual scoring right after this two-minute timeout. You've been listening to High School Basketball on the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Jefferson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Welcome to today's episode of The Drink on Nose. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we're going to try and get this scoring recap in before the band starts playing right beside me here. Very quickly, the individual scoring for Sterling, they're led tonight by Macy Richardson. She finished with 17 points. She got 12 of those in the fourth quarter, 8 out of 10 from the free throw line for Macy. Also in double figures, Grayson Dalbo finished with 11. Katie Bolt had 10 in the ball game. Kelly Wusk with 6 off the bench, and Ellie Lafferty had 3 for Sterling's total of 47. Individual scoring for the Sacred Heart Irish. They're led tonight by Jessica Wurtenberger with 17 points. Olivia Eichhoff also in double figures before fouling out. She finished with 10 in the ball game. 5 for McKinley Scholl. Adding 2 points was Gentry Lechtenberg. Delaney Witt had 7, and Macy Keller had 2 for the Irish total of 43. From the free throw line, the Sacred Heart Irish hit 6 out of 11 from the line, and the Sterling Jets hit 15 of 19. So a 9-point advantage in free throws, and that, of course, makes the difference when you lose by 4 tonight, 47-43. That's your final. The Sterling Jets defeat the Sacred Heart Lady Irish 47-43 is your final. Now, we'll have a boys game coming up in about 15 minutes. We're going to send it back to the KTMC studios to Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer. And, Aaron, we'll be going back live out here in about 15 minutes. And we'll have boys basketball coming up right here on KTMC.